أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلا بل تحبون العاجلة وتذرون الآخرة وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة ووجوه يومئذ باسرة تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة صدق الله العظيم. The few ayahs we discussed in the last few days was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's directive to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La tuhadhik bihi lisanaka lita'jala bih, that you should not hasten and rapidly move your tongue in trying to remember the words of the Quran Sharif, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is Allah's responsibility. Allah has taken that off your shoulders, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken this responsibility to gather the Quran into your heart. And together with that, Allah has also taken the responsibility of the bayan, of the explanation of the Quran Sharif. Coming back to the original theme of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about insan and his attitude towards the akhirat. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the different reasons why man has denied the day of qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us, بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ, that man does not want to change his life, that life that lies ahead of him, he does not want to make any significant positive change and turn himself towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather man would want to live his old life, the life of disobedience, in the case of a disbeliever, the life of kufr and arrogance and sometimes enmity and hatred towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a second analysis about the inherent quality of man, that what is from the inner side of man. If man does not mold himself, if man does not go through the spiritual training, if man does not turn himself towards Allah, what actually happens and why are the reasons? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kalla bal tuhibbuna al-ajila. No, it is not that qiyamah is not going to come. It is not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have the power of resurrecting, of reconstructing man up to our fingertips. Allah explained, He will remold it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us back to how we were in our original shape. No, those are not the issues. But what is the issue? بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَ. O insan, you love عَاجِلَ. عَاجِلَ means in actual fact something that is instant, something that is immediate. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses عَاجِلَ to describe this world. You love this world, this material world that you are living in. تُحِبُّونَ, you have this passionate love for it. And number two, وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةَ, and you leave akhirat, you leave the hereafter. Everything that you do, your mind is only confined to this material world. You're only thinking about, and why Allah didn't use the word dunya perhaps? Because Allah wants to show us as human beings, we suffer from this instant gratification that is spoken about so often in the world. And sometimes we think that this is confined only to our youth, to our teenagers, that they go through this phase of instant gratification. I want it now. I want to see the results now. Everything has to happen now. But this is not a thing that is confined only to our young ones. No matter how old a person is, if his tarbiyat, his islah, his reformation was not made, if he did not turn the direction of his mind and his heart, and he did not turn it towards akhirah, then all of us suffer from the same, that everything must be here in this dunya, the results, I must work here also, I must see the results of it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one is the love of this world, and the second is, وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةِ. That, oh insan, you have left the akhirat. You don't even forget iman in akhirat. You don't even think about the akhirat. Some of us have brought iman in the akhirat, but for us, akhirat is a thing, when we get there, we will see. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about our inherent qualities. However, in Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed it differently. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two groups of people. Man kana yuridul ajilah. Those people who have intended this material world. And Allah speaks about the second group. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. When Allah ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to our mothers, the Azwajum Mutahharat, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, again Allah ta'ala says, إِن كُنْتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. And again Allah ta'ala says, تُرِدْنَ الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word irada, again, the intention. Now, coming back to Surah Bani Israel, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ. Whoever intends the hereafter. And this is what we need to do. We need to now change the focus and make this intention of akhirat. Everything else will stay the same. We'll still have the same house. We'll still have the same household. The family will be same. The profession also will be the same. The business will be the same. Maybe the barakat will change also. We'll see more barakah. But what happens is the focus changes. And when the focus changes, everything is now driven towards akhirat. We will see the same people every day. But now we won't see them with motives of this material world, but we will see them now with value for the hereafter. How can I bring value of the akhirat into this relationship? How can I bring value into my occupation for the hereafter? How can I serve for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So here in short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that these are inherent qualities of man. On the one hand, Allah ta'ala addressed the issue that we don't want to change the future of our lives. We want to stay the way we were. But of course, if we make this irada, this intention, there can be the change. And secondly, Allah ta'ala shows us that we have love for this world and we want to stick ourselves into this world, and we get stuck into the circle of this world and we will not come out. And وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةِ, we will leave the hereafter. What is the solution? Just change the direction of our thinking and let us think akhirat. Think akhirat in everything we do, and then we will see that there will be the difference in our lives. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.